You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
Jack, Wang, and Eddie have rescued Margot and Gracie from the cages and with a few other Chinese women, and they are running away to escape in Thunder, who is chasing them with Wing Kong hatchet men. They find this kind of heated pool, swimming pool, or some place where they go and wash their clothes. They're not quite sure what kind of room it is. And they jump in, and the Wing Kong hatchet men are shooting the guns at them, and they all swim through this tunnel. So we cut to inside the pipe, and we have Gracie Law is swimming. She pops up. She's looking around. She wants to find out where the others are. This is a set. This is a set that was built. And they had to keep this the water really warm, which is what you have to do to make sure it's safe, bacteria-free, and safe for the comfortable for the actors. So, I talked a bit about this on the last episode when John Carpenter and Kurt Russell were on the commentary talking about things they have to do, and that Kurt was really injured on Backdraft because of they heated the water up in this sort of elevator shaft, and the paint from the walls had come off because of the heat and gone into the water and almost made him and Baldwin blind. So they start swimming through this tunnel. Gracie starts to, so anybody who swims past, Gracie grabs them and asks them kind of where the next person is. The first person she pulls up is Wang. So she asks, where's Margot? Next person, Margot. She asks him, where's Eddie? Margot doesn't know, beats me. Then the last person she pulls up is Eddie, and she wants to know where Jack is. But Eddie's too, doesn't even answer her. She starts to scream, look around, wants to know where Jack is. She wants to know where Jack is. Then Jack pops up, bursts out, and they hug, and Jack goes, takes a chance and get a kiss. But Gracie's not happy, pushing on hay, but he's just pleased to be alive. And but then he has this, still has his knife, which must be the bluntest knife with no edge on it, because he puts it in his mouth, and they're going to sort of swim away. And knife that he puts really into his mouth, but if it was any kind of sharp, he would have definitely cut himself. I'm not talking bad about this movie. It just makes it becomes funny in a way. It becomes part of the character, and it just makes me laugh that he, you know, this sort of scene. And they're all swimming through this, and the rest of them, Wang and the girls and Eddie, come out into this big, he kind of describes it as a garbage disposal later. So then they're all sort of looking. So Jack and Gracie are still swimming. They're a bit far behind. And he goes, has his perfect line. He goes, would you stop rubbing your body up and down? It really distracts me when you do that. And she's just sort of pulsed by him. It's like, oh, you're a pig. And pushes him away. And they start swimming. And then Wang wants to know where Jack is. It's like, where's Jack? Where's Jack? And he comes out. And everybody relax. I'm here. The hero is here. And so Wang's trying to explain to them where they are, but he doesn't know the right word. He doesn't know the word for sewer. So he's explaining it to Jack, saying, you know, where we are, and then to try and where they now are in the hole. Wing Kong. He actually's now figured it out. So if you go up there, we're in a big sewer, and through these, the seawater comes in through from the bay and fills this room up, and it's diverted through the pipes into other chambers. And at this point, I'd never actually noticed it before. I can't believe I haven't, especially when I was younger. But Kim Cattrall's shirt is very wet, and, well, very see-through. So at 53 minutes and 59 seconds, if you, you know, wow. Anyway, so the camera moves up, and after Wang has explained to them what is going on, where they'll be, Jack just goes up the ladder, pops out, and they are exactly where Jack Wang said they would be. They're outside the lift where they, when they saw that sort of, you know, two guys dragging a third. So Jack pulls out the grate, Gaz's gun, and then he just runs across this room to these big green doors. So Jack gets to the door, gets ready, got his gun ready, and everybody else has climbed up the ladder and has joined him. So he turns to them and explains to them that they're almost out of here. They're almost out, and from here it gets kind of normal. What he means is they get him to the false frontage, you know, the false, nice old, he describes it as offices and a nice false front. So all the stuff in the background, all the crap they've just been through is all sort of weird and, you know, craziness, but it's getting to the false front that is put onto this wing called trading company business. So he tells them that he's going to count to three, open the door, and they're going to go. And Wang translates this to the women. So he translates this. So Jack's opened the door, and who's standing there but Owly Long and other Wing Kong hatchet men. So this is a good place to pause it, if you can, and watch this scene. Just then, behind him, I'm not sure which one it is, but there's a really tall Wing Kong. And in the deleted scenes, this whole next scene is played differently in the deleted scenes. So if you stop it there, you can see what goes on. But if you watch the deleted scene, and it does actually play out differently. So Jack closes the door and says, "We're trapped." They start to break down the door, so Jack has to come up with a plan, and he believes that they only saw him, so everyone else should go and hide. Gracie Wang translates that. He goes, translates that into Chinese and tells them, Gracie tells them all to hide. They run away. Gracie and Wang kind of look at each other thinking, what a crazy plan. And they both turn to Jack, and Gracie says, "Hide." And well, I really like the part where it's in. Wang says it back to him in Chinese. And he says, "Well, yes, they only saw me. So everyone else hide." But Wang's not going to hide. Wang will stand and fight. He goes, "We'll stand or fight, do or die." So the Wing Kong burst in. Jack kills about three of them, but then runs out of bullets, or his gun stops working. Because I'm not quite sure, because he sort of comes back with more bullets and his gun's ready. But I think he's kind of, Wang has to start fighting. He starts beating up all these hatchet men. Jack needs to get his knife. So bends down, pulls his knife out. But as he's pulling it out, he just throws it across the room. So Wang is beating them all up and really good fighting. And in the commentary between Kurt and John, as I keep talking about, John Carpenter does say that Dennis Dunn was not like a martial artist at all, but really did well. So he did really well in this scene, in the fighting scene. And this scene was also when he said that the studio didn't get the film they wanted to get. It was like, oh, hang on, Jack's not saving the day here. It's Wang. But in the deleted scene, it's done differently, because there's a really big Wing Kong hatchet man that beats up Wang. So he's beating up Wang and throws him across the room, I believe. And then when Jack jumps out and he's looking around, he's looking at all the it's made it look like he's looking at all the bodies, but he is all the Wing Kong that Wang has beaten up, not to the ground, but he's actually looking down at Wang, and who's fallen to the corner. And he's, if you look at his eye line, he's looking up, because he's looking up at this really tall, like this really tall hatchet man, and his look is actually like, oh, now we've got to fight. And then Wang comes in and beats the guy up, and then sort of turns to him and says, "Let's go." So yes, that's really interesting. You should take the time to watch the deleted scenes on the DVD or the Blu-ray, whatever you've got, if you can. So I really like Jack's face at that point. So it's time to go. They're almost out of there. All they got to do is get past the guards. And Gracie comes up and tells Jack that the bus has been parked outside. So the bus is outside Egg Chan's Fu Young tour bus, the yellow one. He's been parked right outside the building, waiting for them to escape. So the worst security guards ever, because been out there for a while, haven't asked them to go move it or anything, but just, you know. And then we cut to the Egg Fu Young tour's bus, and we see Uncle Chu just walking up and down, pacing, sort of waiting for them. Jack and Wang are walking out to go, and they walk past this sort of statue. It's sort of a statue or a picture, actually, a carving in the wall, and the eyes are removed and are replaced with real eyes of these sort of monster's red eyes that we later find out is the creature called the Wild Man. He was called the Chinese Wild Man, but later on it was just changed to the Wild Man. Jack and Wang hold the guards up at gunpoint, and everyone else comes out and escapes. Gracie's at the back now, lets them all go, and then this statue opens up, and this big hairy hand from the Wild Man pulls her in to the wall. Jack and everyone run outside. The guards quickly get up, grab their guns, make a phone call, chase them outside to the bus as they're all getting in the bus and start shooting up the bus. The bus drives away and turns, and now we see that all the bullet holes and the windows have magically fixed themselves. Like, it's a funny scene. It's they've been shot at and all the glass is gone, but when they turn the corner, there's no bullet holes and the glass is back. So then Jack's happy, we made it. Jesus Christ, holy shit, we made it. Uncle Chu's next to him and he asks, well, where the hell's Mao Ying? And she's still inside. So, you know, she's still inside. And then then Jack has a look and kind of goes, well, where's Gracie? And that's why I'm stopping it. In the commentary, Kurt Russell and John Carpenter are talking about the lipstick scene. And so in the they talk about the health and safety of keeping the warm room, but then they sort of come out and start talking now about the lipstick scene that comes later when Jack kisses Gracie when she's getting ready to marry Lo Pan, and she kisses Jack, and it was a kind of a mistake. We'll talk about that when I get to that scene, but the lipstick was just stuck onto Kurt Russell's mouth, transferred, and everyone was laughing, and they kind of just decided then to keep it, but they actually start sort of talking about that scene in the commentary, and they also talk about the set where they are. They start out in the Fox studio set, and so when they're in the sewer, that is a set. And then when they climb up, when Jack climbs up into that room, that is in downtown LA. And he tells us that Dennis Dunn really wanted to get the fighting scenes really well, really good. And he was always practicing had like this wooden sword for him to practice with. So he really wanted to get the fight scene with Rain at the end of the film are really good. So that's what they sort of talk about there. So that's 52 minutes, 21 seconds to 57 minutes and about 30 seconds.
If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio @biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind-the-scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out, patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram, or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.